Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell.
Mark, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. This week you chose an article from the Annals of Internal Medicine, published this year, 2013, in volume 158, begins on page 447. It asks us to think about how we're treating hypertension, specifically looking at two diuretics, chlorthalidone and hydrochlorothiazide. In general, I think that there are three classes of drugs that are currently considered first-line therapy for the treatment of hypertension in the elderly. They're the low-dose thiazide diuretics like chlorthalidone and hydrochlorothiazide. There are long-acting calcium channel blockers, and there are the ACE inhibitors or angiotensin II receptor blockers. This particular article asks us just to focus on the diuretics, and it asks, is chlorthalidone safer or is it more effective than hydrochlorothiazide, specifically in older adults? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, you know, I think we've all in this country, or many of us, have grown up prescribing hydrochlorothiazide, whereas in Europe and some countries, chlorthalidone has been more widely used. And I think in Australia, it's also more widely used. And it's really had to do with marketing. It had to do with which was approved first, and really not that much evidence out there to distinguish the two regarding effectiveness. Very little in the way of head-to-head trials and comparisons. There have been some attempts to mine some old clinical trials from 30, 40 years ago to figure out, is there a difference? And those have suggested that chlorthalidone may actually have a slight treatment advantage over the hydrochlorothiazide. So these Canadians wanted to look into that a little bit more. They took patients over 65 who were newly started on either chlorthalidone or hydrochlorothiazide, and this was a retrospective cohort study, so they were using administrative data. This wasn't a clinical trial, unfortunately, but it's the best we have, really, to date. And so they matched the patients who were given chlorthalidone with two patients who were given hydrochlorothiazide based on their age and their sex and the year they started treatment, and also other kinds of factors that might confer cardiovascular risk. They had about 30,000 patients. They followed them for 5 years, and they looked at the rates of hospitalization for heart failure and stroke and MI and other things like that. And they basically found that they were similar between the two treatments. So it didn't seem to be any difference in terms of cardiovascular outcomes. The people who got chlorthalidone, though, were more likely to be hospitalized for hypokalemia, about three times more likely, and hyponatremia, about 1.7 times more likely. So they were uncommon outcomes, but they were more likely with the chlorthalidone. What they saw, though, was a lot of times the patients getting chlorthalidone were being given a relatively higher dose. The same milligrams of chlorthalidone is much more potent. When they compared similar doses, sort of more bioequivalent doses of chlorthalidone with hydrochlorothiazide, they didn't see that difference anymore. So it appears that either one of these drugs in the appropriate dose, typically 6.25 to 12.5 of chlorthalidone. I typically don't go much over 12.5 milligrams for hydrochlorothiazide, although I think you can probably safely go up to 25. Seems to have similar cardiovascular effects. Again, no placebo group here. Just keep in mind the chlorthalidone is a little more potent, and if you are going to use the same dose, you're more likely to see some hypokalemia.
So in summary then, what I'm hearing you say is that there really is no advantage to using chlorthalidone. If you do, we need to be cautious of the dose, but for those of us that are used to using hydrochlorothiazide, we can continue to do that.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. I mean, I think there were, again, some studies that came out a year or two ago that looked back at these older trials and said, well, maybe there's a benefit to the chlorthalidone. It may simply be that they were using a higher dose relative to the hydrochlorothiazide, maybe had a little more benefit that way. But yeah, I would say at this point, this does not support any clear advantage for one drug or the other. If you're comfortable using the hydrochlorothiazide, keep using it.
Great. Good take-home message, Mark. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.